Like to begin today with the words of St. Paul as we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, Sunday of joy. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall it again, rejoice. I don't think that people who lived in St. Paul at Jesus' time had less troubles, less anxieties than we. It may just look like them and way more happy people, that life was much more simpler 2,000 years ago. But no, they had daily problems. They struggled with having money to support their families, to having a job, living their faith, and many other things. Their lives were full of struggles, as our lives are too. But still, St. Paul very bravely says, rejoice in the Lord always, as there was no anxieties. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. So what about this joy? How it is possible to not to have anxiety at all and live the peaceful life? Well, he gives us some really important clues. First, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. It's not only about making our requests known to God, but with thanksgiving. And how often do we have the spirit of gratitude when we are before God? How often those daily troubles and struggles overshadow everything else, or those daily crises, small, big, it's easy to lose peace. It's easy to forget for a minute that God is the Lord, that He is in charge, that He knows my needs, that He died for me. So I should be thankful for all I have. The more thankful we are, the more time we spend being thankful, acknowledging before Him how blessed I am, the more we see how blessed we really are and how He is present in your life, even in those difficult and dark moments. And as a result, St. Paul says that then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. This is something. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard us. Add something unbelievable, brothers and sisters. To have such peace, it's not my peace, it's not your peace, it's peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And if we live with God as best as we can, if we are sincere with Him, if we do really our best to love Him and serve Him, He gives us His peace. And I'm sure many of you are experiencing this peace. The darkness comes, the troubles comes, but this peace of God that surpasses all understanding help you still trust, help you go to the darkest days, knowing that He is with you. That whatever will happen, He will be with you, and He won't give you more than you can handle. This is the beauty of our faith, that God is so close to us. If we let Him come to our lives and really be present there and live with us. Now the thing that struck me from the Gospel, when just saying that He is not worthy to prepare let me check the exact words. Here. I should type it. I think we lost it. It was there. The one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to untie. John says that he's not worthy to untie Jesus' trap. It's not about his unworthiness only. There's something really big behind. There is the law of levirate among Jewish people that if husband dies without having children, then his brother is responsible to take his wife and take care of her. If he cannot do it, somebody else can do it, take care of the widow. But he needs to untie the sandals trap of the brother. And when John is saying that I'm not worthy to untie the strap of Jesus' sandals, he's acknowledging very well and clear that despite people's expectations, he knows his place. He sees how people of his time are lost, how they are a sheep without shepherd, how they are looking for the Messiah. But he is not the Messiah. He is not the one who will take care of them. He is just preparing the way of the Lord. Jesus is the right one who will take care of the world. How many times we step over our responsibilities, our boundaries of what we should do? How many times we go into somebody else, you can say, backyard and try to repair others' lives and try to make somebody else better, try to tell somebody else that you should change something, but my life is not really the best example of living well. How many times we are the one who try to lose somebody's strap of the sandal, not being the right person to do it? John is so humble and sincere with God that he doesn't let this temptation of having glory, because he could say, I am the Messiah, follow me, and they would follow him, and they will make him somebody very important. He doesn't do it. He knows his place. And the humbleness, I think, also tells us that I know my place. I know how worthy I am in God's eyes. I know how important I am. But I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not trying to do somebody's else job and not to bring more troubles and anxieties. So from one side, there is joy. There is God's peace that surpasses all understanding. On another side, humble John the Baptist, who knows his place. And I think who encourages also to meditate more about what is my place in this life? What are my duties? So easy to try to take care of somebody else's businesses, not focus on what I'm supposed to do. We need the Holy Spirit to see the truth and to do what is important and to be humble doing what God gives us to do.